Mysterious Pickles Games, how may I help you? Stacy Fielder said, answering the phone. Really, Stacy? Answering phones? She heard her mother say, her tone irritated. I thought you were simply filling in for an executive position, not as receptionist. This is why you couldn't meet Martha and me to talk about the foundation fundraiser on New Year's Eve? Stacy winced. Her mother had deliberately avoided calling her on her cell phone, but she hadn't anticipated a call at work. Whatever she wanted to talk about, she was obviously determined. Mom, first of all, I'm the interim office manager, which just happens to include answering the phone, Stacy said, forcing herself to sound reasonable and patient. That she was, in fact, sitting at the reception desk was beside the point. It's not a huge company. Second, you and Martha do the masquerade ball every year. You've had it all planned since before Thanksgiving, and it's tomorrow night. There isn't anything to talk about, really. So you didn't need me there anyway. Yes, but... She sighed. Well, maybe you could join us for lunch. We've got some last-minute details we'd love you to look over. You know, fresh eyes. Can you make it up to Gianfranco's around noon? We should be ready for a break by then. She sounded breezy, totally casual. But having known her mother all of her life, Stacy was on to her tricks. I couldn't possibly. I need to go over to Ain't She Sweet, pick up some things for a, meeting. Actually, she was grabbing cupcakes for her new friend and co-worker Tessa's birthday. She'd worked with Tessa here at MPG for 3 weeks, but over the past 24 hours, they'd hung out at Stacy's best friend's bookstore and bonded over a mutual love of Sherlock, Doctor Who, mystics, and all things geeky. Tessa's roommate and fellow coder, Adam, wanted the cupcakes to be a surprise, which was why Stacy wasn't saying anything aloud about it at the reception desk, where Tessa might overhear. She would have gotten the cupcakes even if she wasn't friends with Tessa, because it was good for company morale. The fact that it gave her a valid reason to avoid her mother's earnest matchmaking efforts was just a bonus. This is important, her mother insisted. Honestly, can't you have someone else get it and stop by instead? Stacy's eyes narrowed. Don't tell me. Martha's got a son or nephew or cousin or something who is around my age and just happens to be single. A slight pause. Then her mother huffed. Stepson. And from what I hear, he's absolutely charming. I already fell for charming, thanks. Stacy tightened her jaw. Sweetie, her mother pleaded, now sounding sad. You can't judge all men based on one bad one. I know that, Stacy replied, then plowed forward before her mother could interrupt. No, seriously, logically, I know that all men aren't con artists like Christian was. But it wasn't about him, she thought bleakly. It wasn't that she couldn't trust men. It was that she couldn't trust herself or her own judgment. She hadn't even been attracted to a man, and even those that she thought she might eventually develop an interest in, she'd second-guessed herself. You made a bad choice, her mother said, snapping her out of her thoughts. But you've made good choices before. Remember Lloyd Weathers? He was lovely. Polite? From an impeccable family. And here it comes, Stacy thought, already pulling out her preemptive ibuprofen and popping out two capsules onto the table. Lloyd is still single, you know, her mother said with obvious calculated casualness. And he's still in the area. I broke up with Lloyd in high school, Mom, Stacy said. He's matured since then, I'm sure, and you wouldn't know unless you... Mom, please. Her mother made a humph sound. You're young, and it's easy to get misled by some fast-talking, good-looking man. They count on that, in fact.